T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, now we had a caller in the previous hour who said that this warehouse that burned down today very well may have been filled with some classic automobiles. Now, apparently, and again, it's a fluid situation, so some of what I say may be correct in the long run, some of it might not be correct in the long run. In many ways, this reminds me of the day Tom Petty died and then didn't die and then died and didn't die and finally died. The warehouse, 33,000 square feet, and apparently the American Pickers were in town for season 19. And at that time, the guy who owned the warehouse was named Larry. He was known as the Playboy of Junk. And there were some really amazing automobiles inside at the time the episode was filmed, presuming I've got the right episode of American Pickers. Pretty sure we do. Right now, let's go to... No, let's... I'm sorry. What?
Sorry, Tim broke away to grab another pitcher, so we'll as soon as he lets me know, we will go back to him.
All right, Tim has broken away to grab another picture. All right, if you have pictures of the fire at Dale and Anderson, which I find ironic because there was a writer, don't know what he's doing these days, so I don't read the newspaper, but named Dale Anderson, so that's how I'm remembering that. But the there's apparently one person in the warehouse when the fire started, and he got out. So no injuries reported from this fire. And we're trying to confirm a lot of different things that are coming in. It's a breaking situation. So let's go back to Tim Wenger. Tim.
Tom, it is quite a scene back here. I'm right at the intersection now of Dale and Anderson, right back here behind the fire scene. And thankfully, we're upwind of it now. So we've tweeted out some good pictures and video at News Radio 930 on Twitter if you want to take a peek. But right now, the aerial ladders are up. They are just dousing this thing with tons of water. I mean, these 4-inch water mains leading to the trucks coming from every direction up and down these streets and then ultimately leading up to Walden Avenue. But firefighters coming out of this building just absolutely looking just besieged. I mean, it is so hot. It is so humid. Their gear, as you know, is so heavy. They just are exhausted as they exit and take a respite here along the street. And await to go right back at it. It is just a large storage facility, and we still don't have like a formal name. And I just talked to a pretty high official with Cheektowaga PD, and he didn't even know the name of the facility. He said he didn't even know if there was a name, but it is just a storage facility. I can't really tell what's inside because of the heavy smoke conditions, but just really bad conditions for these firefighters. But they're safe, they're being safe, and they're doing what they do. They're dumping a lot of water on this place. So there's still flame coming out of a low-rise sort of office section of the building, and that's where they're concentrating most of their efforts right now. It seems like the storage facility has less smoke coming out of that right now, so perhaps they've contained that area of it. But the roof of this one-story office section of the building that's attached to the whole thing, it seems to be the biggest concern, where there's just a thick gray smoke coming off of the roof, likely from the roofing material, and every once in a while a little bit of a rage of flame comes from the building. So still a very active scene here, but they've got it under control with multiple firefighters on scene.
Well, Tim, if I have the correct episode of American Pickers that has been sent to me by my own personal Matt Drudge,
here. They were here. I did get that confirmed. American Pickers has been at this building before.
Well, at that time, the guy who owned it was Larry. His first name was Larry, and they called him the Playboy of Junk. And I guess he is on scene, if you can track him down.
Okay, I will work on that.
Me giving Tim Wenger orders. I feel so cool right now. All right, but sorry, Tim, I have to. Tim, in a breaking news situation like this, everything is so fluid, and details that we think are true turn out not to be true, and then sometimes they go back to being true again. So there is obviously some fluidity here, but I think the important thing to reference again is anybody without any legit reason to be there needs to not be there, and the traffic is, as you referred to it before, Carmageddon in the area.
I'm sorry, Tom. I was just trying to talk to someone there, so I missed the back end of your question.
Well, the important thing is that there have been no injuries, and we also want to stress that people with no legit business to be there need to just stay away from the area so the first responders can do their thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not going to get where I am anyways. No one's going to be able to get back here. But you do not want to be anywhere near this. Walden Avenue is just a mess, as I detailed for you earlier before I came back to this area. But the problem up there is that U-turn. One vehicle at a time making a U-turn on Walden Avenue across four lanes. It's brutal. So stay away from Walden. And if you're on the thruway, you're in a mess anyways. But don't exit at Walden Avenue would be my advice, unless you're going to go east toward Lancaster. And what you say about these firefighters and the fact that no one's been injured is remarkable when you see the amount of equipment, the amount of water, the amount of smoke. I walked through some pretty heavy smoke on my way back here, and it's remarkable. So, every day when you see a scene like this, you're always thankful for these firefighters, the paid firefighters, volunteer firefighters, doesn't matter who they are, what they do, the work they do, you better be thankful they're out there and wait. To come and attack a scene like this, because it is just it's an awesome mess to see, and they're going to be here for a while tonight, I'm sure.
You know, Tim, I think back to a fire in Buffalo several years ago. It was at a pool supply place on Niagara Street in Buffalo. And this reminds me of that in so many ways, because the conditions were absolutely inferno-like as far as the weather is concerned. The smell was absolutely atrocious. They had no idea what they were breathing in. And as I recall, when you've got fire gear on and you are that close on a day like this with high temperatures, high humidity, and then you add in the extra variable of the extra heat from firefighting, you can lose like 10 pounds of water weight pretty quickly.
No doubt. I mean, I'm just walking around here with a backpack, a backpack, and I'm hot and humid here. And, just imagine all that other when you get the O2 gear on your back and, many of them obviously wearing their helmets when they're up close fighting the scene in those heavy coats and pants, et cetera. I mean, it is really heavy, heavy equipment. So there's no doubt they're on a weight loss program here that they didn't sign up for.
No, they did.
That's for sure.
No, they did not. And hopefully they got the proper respirators and everything. Tim, we'll check back with you when you have something. And again, the last word I have, and this is, we posted this episode on Bowerly WBEN Facebook page of American Pickers. At that time, the warehouse, 33,000 square feet, was owned by a guy named Larry. They nicknamed him the Playboy of Junk. Now, the current owner, whether it's Larry or whether Larry sold the business, I do not know. But the current owner is at the scene, and Tim is going to try to track him down if he's up to talking. There were some, at least when American Pickers were here, some significantly historic vehicles that were being stored. Whether the owner sold off what I saw in the episode of American Pickers or not, I do not know. We'll try to establish those details in the time we have remaining. And just picture yourself in all of the gear that firefighters have to wear and the extra poundage they have to carry, and you'll understand why they need to take frequent breaks. They're real close to some very, very hot temperatures. Now, on the episode of American Pickers, which apparently featured the warehouse, which has burned down in the last couple of hours. At that time, it was owned by a guy named Larry. And Larry apparently ran a place called, again, this is based on what we believe is a video of the warehouse. So don't take this as gospel. It may be, but it's the best I can do right now. Apparently, Larry was a big shot at a place called National Home Services. He's been involved at an energy concern, as I understand it. I mean, obviously, the guy's got a pretty big wallet if it is the same owner. All I've got is the first name, Larry. That's all they mentioned in the TV show American Pickers. And in the episode of American Pickers, which appears to have featured the warehouse which burned out, burned down today, from the History Channel's YouTube site, Mike and Frank are in New York to dig through Larry's warehouse of smalls. But it's Larry's car collection that the guys go gaga over. Mike is floored to see a Hudson Terraplane truck and even more surprised to find a motorcycle carburetor inside. What a find in this bonus scene. And there's no way of knowing if any of this is still true. If Larry still owns the building, and what was in the building at the time it burned down. These details have yet to emerge. Our true enemy has yet to reveal himself. It is 25 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. The good news is nobody was hurt, and the firefighters are taking proper breaks. If you are just joining us, the WBEN summer stimulus word this hour is... confusion? No, it's WASH, W-A-S-H, WASH. Text the word WASH to 72881, 72881. Now, if you have anything to add to what we have been talking about with this breaking news situation in Cheektowaga, just know if you're just joining us, traffic is a ship show. I said ship. It's a ship show out there. It's a Mongolian cluster dance out there, especially Walden, but Harlem, I guess, is no day at the beach either. And, you know, look, when you have something this big happening at a road, near a road that is so big, you always have a side effect of traffic, and roads are seeing even more traffic during rush hour than they ordinarily would see. You know, it has a cascading, rippling effect anytime a main artery like Walden is affected. So, you know, look, you're just going to have to be a little bit patient getting home. It's never been my strong suit, but I'm asking you to just have some patience. And if you can add anything to our information base, twould be appreciated. The phone number on WBEN is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And if somebody can give me some more information about Larry, who was on American Pickers, who at that time was apparently the owner of the warehouse, which stored a lot of really cool things, why don't you drop me an email, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. tom@wben.com. My goodness, it's been a long day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bad taste. All right, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. No one was injured in the fire, the smoke from which you see billowing if you're on the thruway or anywhere near Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. And what we know is before 3 o'clock, a bunch of calls came in to Cheektowaga 911 that there was thick black smoke coming from a building, Dale, near Anderson in Cheektowaga. My first caller said it was Davis Electric. That was not the case. The actual building is a warehouse. And according to the episode of American Pickers on the History Channel, which apparently featured this warehouse, at that time it was owned by a guy named Larry, known as the Playboy of Junk, and is 33,000 square feet. And at least at the time American Pickers was in town, that warehouse was filled with absolutely priceless classic automobiles and race cars. Now, whether the guy named Larry still owns the property, I do not know. I have been unable to figure out the owner of what is 1746 Dale in Cheektowaga. Been unable to figure it out. I'm a little disappointed myself, frankly, but that's just how it goes. So I'm trying to figure out who this Larry guy is and whether he still owns the property and what the contents of the property were. Frankly, I don't know how you even go about insuring what he had, at least as of the time American Pickers was in town, what he had inside that warehouse, because I think some of these things could actually be called priceless, absolutely without measure. So I have no idea what kind of insurance was in place, but my goodness, if what was in there, presuming American Pickers, I've got the right episode of American Pickers, if what was in there when they were in town was still in there today, it not only is the loss of a structure, I mean, what's a building? And nobody was hurt. That's the important thing. But it might very well represent the loss of some significant icons of the American automotive experience. And it looked like Larry also collected carousel horses, pretty much everything. In fact, Larry might be called a hoarder. I may be guilty of that to some extent, but I'm cleaning up my act and have been for quite some time. I've got too much stuff. And some of it will be sold. A lot of it will be given away to people of need. Anyway, try giving away mattresses sometimes. Tell people that nobody has ever slept on them and there's nothing bad on the mattresses. Try the UV light. All right, it is 5:41 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you can add anything to our knowledge base, I'd appreciate it. Of course, you know, look, a lot of what I'm saying right now is subject to change. And some wiseacre just sent me an email, tom@wben.com, said, let me get this straight. Tom Petty died in a fire at Davis Electric? And I found that to be funny because, frankly, I was working with David Bellavia when Tom Petty died. And this is so reminiscent of that and that other story about the Buffalo Fire I've talked about. Like, Tom Petty was dead. Nope, Tom Petty's alive. Nope, Tom Petty's dead. Nope, he's alive. Uh-uh, no, he's dead. I mean, it's just like, what is the right story? What is the correct story? So I'm still waiting for all of the I's to be dotted and the T's to be crossed. This story started less than 3 hours ago, so needless to say, we're doing our best to get you accurate, up-to-the-minute information. But, you know, until things are officially confirmed, like any other breaking news story, you got to take things, roll with this with me, okay? This is not my first rodeo. Let's go to Bill in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Well, I'm glad I'm not a firefighter in Cheektowaga.
Yeah, absolutely. We were standing right in the back by the firefighters.
So what did you see?
So the office building itself is on fire, like in that back corner. And I can see where you're talking about the storage area with the classic cars in there. And I can see classic cars in there.
Oh, really?
They were touched or anything like that, but they might be smoke damaged and water damaged. I don't know. But you can see them sitting in there with the door open.
Seriously, are you good at identifying classic cars? I'm not a car guy. I can't look at something and say, oh, there's a 48 Dodge. Can you?
It was hard to tell, but my dad was with me, and he says he looked like there was like a old 50s cars in there.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, this, I don't know to what extent this guy, you know, bought, sold, traded, and what was in there, but if you're telling me that as an eyewitness you saw with your father classic automobiles in there, I hope that they weren't damaged by anything more than smoke or water. But as far as the roof of that building, like the storage building, you know, we're talking like 33,000 total square feet involved in the structure, completely, you know, all inclusive. But the part where the cars were stored, did the roof come down there?
As far as I could tell, no. It looked just like the office area. The roof came in.
Well, I mean, that may be a silver lining in all of this because, you know, we can, you know, Bill, we can rejoice in the fact that no human being was hurt. We can be happy that the firefighters are taking good care of themselves with hydration and making sure their electrolyte balance is good. Very important on a day like this with all that gear. But, you know, I'm not a car guy who can say, my goodness, there's a 55 Chevy. I can't do that. But I do know that our American automotive heritage is such a valuable part, I would dare say, of American iconography. I mean, it's part of who we are as a society. And I got to go back to Don McLean, American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry. That ought to be in the Great American Songbook, truly. So I'm very sensitive to the historical automobiles. I always give the thumbs up to people I see driving them around. I used to see a lot more Model A's and Model T's than I do now, but now I get excited by a 67 pickup truck. But anyway,
I own classic cars myself, and like I said to my father, I said, you can never replace them cars and they're gone.
No.
Really no. Sad to see.
No, and, you know, that's why, you know, we've got the museum downtown where I'm dying to get to that museum. Unfortunately, you know, my life is just so... It's out of control, all right? I mean, no, it's not drugs and it's nothing like that. It's out of control with too many things to do, too many people to hang out with, and too many songs to learn, and, you know, then trying to take care of myself. I want to get to that museum in the worst way to see part of Buffalo's Pierce Arrow collection. My great-grandfather drove Pierce Arrows, I'm told, and I just want to see it, you know? And then when I hear about a fire that could potentially have eliminated, and we don't know if this is true, but could have eliminated from the scene irreplaceable collector cars, that makes me sad.
Absolutely.
You're not seeing anything in there that looks like a Hudson Terraplane, are you?
I didn't. I seen like two, there was a 56 Chevy I seen in there, and I think there was a Dodge, a 50s Dodge in there, like right by the garage door.
Wow. And what else can you tell us about, I mean, first of all, you know, I don't like the idea that you're standing close to the smoke, because I don't know what's in that smoke that you're breathing in, and I don't want to see you get sick in a year.
It left about a half hour ago, but...
What did it smell like, if you could compare it to anything?
It smelled just like burnt wood. It was really, the smoke was kind of heading towards Walden. We were standing behind the building, so it wasn't really coming towards us.
Actually, I thought what you were going to say was ass, but you know, you kind of caught me off guard there. I wasn't expecting wood. I thought it would be something a little more descriptive. So it smelled like burning wood. It didn't smell like something awful.
No, and you could see, like, and there was the one back area, you could see a lot of boxes and stuff. From what I was told, I was talking to some of the guys around there, it's a storage unit for Upstate, the next door, Upstate Farms, and there was a lot of boxes and stuff in there.
The office part of the structure.
Yep.
Very interesting. Well, obviously, we'll have to figure out how this thing all sorts itself out. But, you know, I'd love to talk to the owner of the property. Now, the last I saw, it was registered to a Dale Anderson LLC. Now, obviously, it's not the guy from the Buffalo News. It is Dale and Anderson. You know, those where the streets conjoin. Or meat, I should say, and that would be the reason, I suppose, for that particular LLC. But again, that was as of 2013. It's 2021 right now, so I'm not sure how often they update the records. But I'd like to talk. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd like to talk to the guy who owns the structure. So so I know, as somebody who collects classic cars, how do you possibly insure them for what they're really, really worth? I've seen some of these cars on Hemmings, and I'm blown away at the prices they're commanding. You know, for cars that were considered crappy back in the day, people are willing to pay a premium for them now. It's insane.
Oh, I have classic car insurance on my car, and they basically can put a value on it. Like, you can get an appraisal of a car, and they'll insure it for what it's worth.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear that. What is the pride of your collection, just so I know? Just so I can flip you off on the road.
I have an older Mustang, and my father has an older Lincoln.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, you'll see me on the road, and you can flip me off first.
You still got the Porsche?
Of course.
There you go.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, nice talking to you.
Thank you, Bill. There's Bill in Cheektowaga. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that particular brand. I have been for many years, and I am not going to apologize for it because All right. Today's show should have actually been called the Alan Harris and Tim Wenger Show. By the way, special thanks to Pasquale Maggiore. He is unflappable in the next room. I think this is his first major trial by fire during a breaking news situation, and he emerged absolutely with his perfect 1,000 batting average intact. Pasquale Maggiore. You have no idea what goes on here behind the scenes, how much stuff he has to do. It's amazing how he multitasks. And we just love Pasquale. The Exergen WBEN First Alert forecast for this afternoon. Partly cloudy, storm possible, the high temperature in the 80s. Tonight, clouds, 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, storms, 77. Saturday, cloudy, storms, 76. Right now, guys, we're holding at 87 degrees at News Radio 930 WBEN. And as I look right now at radar, I'm not seeing anything that looks to be menacing Buffalo and Western New York. But, hey, you know how, like, in the summertime, you just never know when the conditions are right. If you're gonna get rain and a storm, you're going to get rain and a storm. And then 5 miles away, it's sunny and bright. And you're looking, you know, 5 miles at the lightning and hearing the thunder saying, wow, glad I'm not there. So pretty much, you know, I feel kind of idiotic doing the weather sometimes because it can change so quickly and so without warning. The WBEN summer stimulus word this hour, WASH, W-A-S-H, W-A-S-H. And text that word to 72881, and you may find yourself $1,000 richer from News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, I've gone to all my usual go-to sites to get more information on this building, but I keep striking out. Apparently, this guy flies under the radar, man, because I'm having a hell of a time. All right, it is 5:55 coming up. If you are just tuning on the radio and you're thinking, why is this going on? There is this big fire called in roughly exactly 3 hours ago in Cheektowaga, a warehouse, Dale and Anderson in Cheektowaga. Walden is a cluster. Many of the ancillary roads around that area are seeing more than the usual traffic because of the situation on Walden, about which Alan Harris has been telling you all day long. So we'll have the full wrap-up on the fire and everything we know coming up with Mr. Tom Puckett on WBEN's Evening News just ahead. And again, thanks to Tim Wenger at the scene of the fire, Alan Harris for his yeoman's work, Tom Puckett in the newsroom, and the man who keeps this show on the air, Pasquale Maggiore, who is, I've never seen him flap once. He is unsnappable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.